Hola. Me llama Leslie.
Me llama Miguel.
And
hola, ¿qué tal?
No, that was it. That's all I had. That's all I had.
¿Cómo se llama?
I don't know what you're saying.
Neither do I.
That's funny. It's Leslie and what's your name?
Mike.
And we're here for
a beer sip.
Yeah, we're here for the Friday Night Beer Blog. It's the weekly reading of the blog that I write about life in the McShane house after 50, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I write the blog, and I read it to you because why, Mike?
Some people don't like to read.
And this week's Friday Night Beer Blog is brought to you by... Getting right to it all.
Mile Wide.
Mile Wide, yes.
The new release.
Tuck Rule.
Yep.
It is a...
Northeast IPA.
Okay. Northeast? It's not a New England?
No, they do that Northeast.
I thought it was New England.
Only if you're from New England can it be from New England.
Oh.
And New England people are very touchy about calling, you know, certain states New England.
Really?
Yes.
So, we're here to read the Friday Night Beer Blog. It's like the dead of winter. Would you say that February is the dead of winter, or is it the end of winter?
No, it's like the heart of winter.
It is the heart of winter because winter didn't...
January and February, and then all of a sudden, even December is like coming into winter, and then March is like coming into spring. So it's January and February. Like,
so we're in the dead of it. Do you like winter?
I hate it.
Really? Why do you hate it?
Because there are no leaves on the trees, and it's depressing. And there's no sun, and I can't go outside. Do you want me to keep going?
Keep going. All right. Well, are you ready for this week's...
beer blog?
No, I don't... It's not depressing. It might be a little... What's the word I'm looking for? I was going to say heavy on the G-string.
Oh, I like that.
But that's not what I mean. It's a little... it's kind of heavy. Is the G-string heavy?
Well, it is, yeah. But only, you know, if you're Nirvana or Pearl Jam or a band from the 90s. Soundgarden. Right. Should I go on?
No, you're good. You're good. I got you. Okay, so the title of this week's beer blog is Why Winter is a Good Thing. Why is winter a good thing?
I have no idea. You're going to tell me, though.
Right? I am going to tell you. You ready? February 11th, 2022, the 52nd official Friday Night Beer Blog.
52.
You know, that's a whole year right there.
That is. That's in weeks.
In weeks. I always thought that having a birthday in January was enough to give the month a little zest, a little pizzazz. Jazz hands. It was something more to look forward to after the 2 months of celebrating friends and family with candy, gifts, trees, and fizzy juice on New Year's Eve. But as the first days of January may start with the budding promise of a new year, within days, the lack of sun and bitter cold temps that keep you from nature become the dull beat of a drum. Every day seems the same. Long, dark, cold. Are you in agreement here?
So far, so good.
Sounds like what you were talking about earlier. I don't know why this winter has seemed so long, but it has. Maybe it's because I partook in dry January.
That's going to be the reason for most
for
of
everything. Why am I sad? It's because I partook of dry January. Yeah,
exactly.
Maybe it's because I've put myself on a strict dessert diet in February.
Mm.
Ooh. Why do I hate myself so much, you ask? That's a fair question. I've been pondering this because, as you know, the reason we do things and or stick to things is because of the why behind the thing. Subheading. What is winter for? Winter is what we call one of those necessary evils. Plants need shorter days and colder temperatures in order to become dormant. And it is during this time that they are able to store up enough energy for new growth. Instead of exerting energy in an attempt to grow, they know to stop growing and conserve energy until mild weather returns. This period of arrested growth allows roots to continue developing and thriving.
Since when did you become a biology major?
Since I Googled it.
I was getting ready to say.
Google is amazing. Winter also means fewer bugs, such as mosquitoes and the diseases that they carry. Winter is a time for nature to stop and rest on the outside, but deep inside is preparing for what is next. Subheading. So, what is next? I was talking to someone this week, complaining really, about this cold-ass winter and about all the gray days. And she said, well, I guess we need them. And I was like, huh? But I came to the realization that we need these cold, dark days because when it gets warmer and brighter, all of the trees and flowers, which had seemed to abandon us, were actually hard at work reinventing themselves. They were getting ready for the day that they would poke through the ground or have buds pop out on the branches to show us all of the hard work they'd been doing all winter. Without them taking that time to do the work on the inside, we wouldn't have all the beautiful green of the trees and the rainbow of colors that nature brings us. Subheading. Yeah. And? You with me, Mike?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay. Nature is sending us some not so subtle hints as to what we should be doing or we should be using winter for as well. If you want to make an impression or an impact in May or June, you need to put in the work now, off in the dark winter months when no one is watching. If you wait until spring or summer to get started, it's too late. This analogy could be true for so many things. Training for a sport, obtaining a weight loss goal, starting a new hobby, reaching a goal, and so on. When doing all of these things, we have to go through a winter of sorts, where we have to go dormant and secretly work on it until we're able to debut it. You look impressed.
No, I've just been thinking, I've been working on like feeding my roots with chocolate and beer and...
You haven't been putting in the work this winter.
No.
Let's put it this way. I don't ride my trainer indoors all winter because I want to. I do it so that when the days are longer and warmer, I will be ready to go out and be able to keep up with everyone else instead of suffering and just wishing it were over. If you wait till the first ride to put in the work, you're never going to be able to catch up. True? Yes. And that's why I am enduring dry January and no dessert February now. I'm putting in the work now so that I will be able to put on my summer clothes in a few months. Let's just say I don't plan on buying any new clothes in a bigger size. Word.
Word.
Word. Subheading. It just is. Sorry. Winter is a must. It just is. But just like COVID and the quarantine, you can either use that time or just complain about it. I prefer the latter to start summer at an all-time high. It's not too late to get started on whatever it is that you want to showcase this summer. I mean, we are just a month and change away from the time change, but you can still make a dent. Let's say you're learning to play the guitar. Well, you've got about enough time to learn to play Smoke on the Water.
Dun, 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 dun.
Just know that if you had taken advantage of all the winter, you'd be up to what? What's a good song? I put down Highway to Heaven. But I don't know
highway
what a good
heaven.
I don't know. I don't know what a good song.
Is there a Highway to Heaven?
Oh, what is it?
My God. AC/DC. Highway to Hell.
Highway to
Honey,
Hell.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. You are 50 plus. Oh, my God, people.
It's been a long.
Rescue me.
It's been a long week. Highway to Heaven.
I think you're confusing that with a sitcom.
I don't know what I was thinking. But I was trying to think of a good guitar song that you could learn to play in a winter. And
maybe
I don't know.
Maybe Stairway to Heaven?
Stairway to Heaven. That's what I was thinking of. Oh, my God. Embarrassed.
Oh, this is the best. I love this.
Anyway, so whatever
so all
song.
That,
whatever
all that research you burned yourself out on biology.
I was done. I was shut.
You were tapped out.
I shut that MF down. I'm like, okay, that's all she got.
I got nothing else.
All right. So
I'm
whatever.
Fact checking anything from here on.
Whatever. Sounds good to me. Isn't there a song called that? Anyway, so whatever song you could have learned to play if you'd started learning with the beginning of the winter, yeah, whatever.
No, and now, actually, that would be, yeah.
Okay.
Stairway to Heaven is pretty tough to learn.
Okay. But progress is progress. So I say go for it. Smoke on the water, people. Good luck if you choose to accept this mission. I've got your back. Okay, that was it.
Wow. I don't know what to say about that, hon.
Mm. Deep. Deep yes, deep no. Do you like the analogy?
I like that you actually did some science and nature research. Hey. That was impressive.
Well, that didn't take long. So, but no, do you get what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think, you know.
I mean, we've always known that if you want to be fast in the summer, you got to be riding in the winter.
Right, right.
And nobody likes to ride in the winter.
A lot of people like to be fast in the spring, and they overdo it in the winter.
Yes.
I'm more about moderation.
Well, I mean, you don't have to kill yourself or anything, but you do have to put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
Dry January was putting in the work. No sweets, no dessert February is putting in the work.
What'd you get out of it?
Huh?
What'd you get out of it, though?
Get out of what?
Your work.
Well, I'm still in the middle of it.
Huh. So you can't see any results yet?
No, not really. I haven't put on that first pair of shorts yet to make sure they fit.
I moved into my jeans from my sweats, and it was kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
I didn't remember them being so tight.
Well, you've got enough time to get a little smoke in the water on.
I'm working on it.
All right. So, yeah. I hope everybody has a good week this week, and we're going to be back next week, right, Mike? What we got going on? Hey, we're wishing everybody
a happy Valentine's
this week. So
enjoy your Monday.
Yeah. Kiss your partner. Kiss yourself. Kiss your dog. Kiss your cat. I don't know.
Give him roses.
Kiss the mailman. Yeah, don't do that.
I actually pay money to see that.
Anyway. Yeah, so we'll see you next week. If you've enjoyed this podcast, remember you can subscribe to the New Old You, and you can rate and review, but only if it's good, right, Mike?
Oh yeah.
And make sure to tell your friends. You know, when this was on its own little deal, when we had Friday Night Beer Blog as its own podcast, I mean, we always thank the 5 people that were listening, but now that we've brought it over here, we have
6,
7,
7.
So we appreciate that.
We gained a family member.
Yeah.
It was a newborn.
A newborn. Just turn it on. All right, everybody.
Puts him to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Like that commercial.
Flow.
Yeah, I love that commercial. All right, everybody. I guess we'll see you next week. Later.
See you.